at the moment, off the centre of the low is off the coast of County Clare. Ahead of that low pressure system is some heavy rain. Okay, so I think that's what Donegal can expect to experience first with regard to it. We will have some spells of rain propagating around the centre of the low as it moves northwards towards you. Some heavy thundery bursts in that rain, possibly some localised strong wind gusts coming down in that rain, because it's convective, thundery thunderstorm, so kind of downdraft things. But other than that, it probably the winds will be turning around all around the clock of the compass. So probably northwesterly looking at things on the radar right now, and they're probably going to turn towards the east and then towards the south. And the southeast, and just as they back southeast, that's when the low pressure centre is coming towards you, and then the winds will veer around to the southwest, and the strongest winds can be expected as the winds back to the southeast and flick to the southwest. So we're expecting that to happen. Looking at the latest model guidance, it's later on this afternoon towards evening. So 17 Zulu, which is 6 o'clock in the evening, I would expect the strong winds to be hitting Donegal, and possibly some localised like areas of strong winds in Donegal Bay, just there on the south coast, between Donegal and Sligo and Leitrim. Around there, the winds will try to funnel through there, so there could be some strong winds there for a time in the southwesterly when it comes, and also some significant wave heights, but nothing compared to what they've been experiencing down on the south coast, with wave heights at the Kinsale Rig of 13.3 metres and elsewhere on one of the buoys 10 metre waves, but it won't be quite as high as that in Donegal. It's going to be about maybe 3-4 meters.
So would that indicate that it's weakening slightly?
It is weakening as it comes north. So it's a tropical, it's of tropical origin. So it's losing its strength as it goes over the cooler waters, and the sea surface temperatures around Donegal are cooler than they are down in Cork. Okay. So it is losing its strength as it goes northwards.
But it's still going to pack a right punch.
It will pack a right punch. And especially in that thundery rain, just watch out for some localized wind gusts that could be quite damaging. Just watch out for that in the rain in the next few hours.
So you mentioned Donegal Bay. That's going to be in the eye of the storm. And where will you expect it to track then after that?
It's going to just exit probably north of Rathaun or Bloody Foreland and Malinhead. So around there, and it will exit Irish coastal waters by midnight tonight.
So it's going to be a good chunk of Donegal and the greater northwest affected by this. And you expect it to be over by tonight?
Yeah, and then it's the winds will gradually ease, and tomorrow should see some sunshine and some sunny spells and much lighter winds.
And what time tonight could we expect to see it pass by?
As I said, the low pressure centre is kind of bordering into Donegal around 6 p.m. So definitely 9-10 tonight. It'll have sailed off towards Scotland.
And you'd expect it to be stronger as it comes up through Galway and Mayo.
Yeah, that's right.
It's likely to cause more damage.
Possibly. I'm kind of worried about the wind gusts with the thundery rain for Mayo and Galway as well. The highest wind speeds are on the eastern and southern flank of this low pressure system. So the eastern and southern flank of the low is kind of more over places that are east of the low pressure system. So it's the strongest winds have been along the south coast and up the Irish Sea. So by the time it gets to Donegal, they'll still pack a punch, but it's I don't expect it to be this is why we issued a red warning, because it's kind of difficult to say what we mean. Basically, So most of the wind is probably going to be just yellow level or bordering orange level, possibly, with just patches, small spots of red. So you can't really describe that for the whole country in a succinct way, I think. So we just put out a blanket red warning to say that there was severe weather of different types: high waves, strong winds, and heavy rains.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. Well, in general terms, it looks like at the moment we're going to escape the worst of it.
Possibly, but I think the worst of it has been further south, definitely over the Cork area and Waterford area, trees down, power outages, etc. So,
but don't be taking any chances.
Don't underestimate it either. This is a deep low, so the winds are likely to pack a bit of a punch.